And now a story of love and loss in Paris. That's where hundreds of thousands of love locks, actual padlocks, were removed this week from the Pont des Arts bridge.
City officials say the bridge can no longer handle the weight of the love locks, all 45 tons of them. Their fate is not yet decided.
In the meantime, we asked our followers on social media to share their memories of love on the bridge.
We were in Paris.
We decided to commemorate our love by putting a lock up.
He presented me a lock with our names on it.
We saw it and we both decided we had to leave a lock.
As is tradition, we wrote our names on the lock, a heart with an arrow through it, and we secured it to the bridge.
It seemed like such a tangible way to add our little piece to something that seemed so hopeful.
I was in Paris for the first time alone since my divorce. So when I found myself on the bridge, I wrote my own name on a lock, and then I felt bad for adding trash to that bridge.
My wife always loved Paris and never got to go. 3 days after she died of brain cancer, I wandered across this bridge and I saw all the love locks. And I found two Czechoslovakian hippies, bought them a bottle of wine, and they etched, "Love you eternally, Lindy Bullock," RIP, and her death date. And I locked my ring on the bridge.
We took very meticulous, detailed photos of where we left our lock because we thought that maybe someday we could go back and even show our kids this piece of our honeymoon.
Last year, I revisited the bridge. And with great difficulty, I found our lock.
I thought it would forever be there, so I'm super sad that they're taking these down.
That was Michael Cox, along with Justin Gray, Stephanie Schuler, Lene Dooley, and Becky Tanger, sharing some stories of leaving love locks on a Paris bridge.